The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a cry. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
It's new, it's exciting, it's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
Reggae music is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Him on a wine in a ace, got a motion in a rubber dump place, dance out.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
No, not you. You. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy.
Here I go again. Oh, girls, what's my weakness? Yeah. Okay, then chillin', minding my business. Word. Your thoughts, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell.
y'all makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot.
Shoot, baby, shoot, baby, shoot, baby.
In the back, brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate. Chip, honey dip, can I get a scoop? Please. Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me want to
shoot, shoot,
baby. Baby,
baby, baby, baby,
baby,
baby, baby, baby,
baby. Don't you know
baby,
I wanna shoot, baby?
Baby, shoot, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, 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 shoot, baby, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, baby, baby.
Well, let me bring it back to the subject. Peps on the set, make you get hot, make you work up a sweat when you sit to my loo, my darling. Not falling in love, but I'm falling for you. When I get shot, bet your bottom dollar you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie. Shoot, shoot, a doobie, like Scooby Doobie Doo. I love you in your big jeans. You give me nice dreams. You make me wanna scream. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I like what you do. When you do what you do, you make me wanna shoot.
Shoot, shoot, baby. Shoot, baby. Shoot, baby.
Oh my goodness. Girl, look at him. He's the cutest brother in here. And he's coming this way.
Send up, he wanna kick with me, cool, uh-huh. But I'm wicked, G, yeah. Hit skins, but never quickly,
right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it,
smell
you
it.
Want my ball, here's the hot rod,
hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard, and have you sounding like a, big corn of a 6'2", wanna hit you,
so what you wanna do,
what you wanna do,
I wanna shoot,
to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe, oh, you could be one of our podcast listeners. However you've decided to spend the hour with us, we are super duper duper. I don't know if that's a good way to put it. Glad to have you. Anyway, tonight we are going to be talking about dating oneself and being in touch with yourself in terms of your spirituality and just feeling really, really good about who you are. And I think it's really important, especially in a city like Vancouver, when you are dating and everything else, that you know who you are, you know what you want, and you know how to get what you want. So I've got a very special guest on tonight, which it may be a very familiar voice if you've listened to CITR, whether or not you've listened to the Spirituality Show or Synchronicity Radio, whatever you have. Perhaps you've listened to us on Pride when I was broadcasting live, because I had the lovely Marie Bernard on, and we were bantering back and forth, and we were just like, yeah, we totally need to either do a show swap or co-host a show together. And we decided, well, why not? Let's just have a girl chat tonight and talk about all the really important things, because she interviews people, I interview people, and we have a lot of information amongst us. So this is going to be a girl's show, which is going to be a lot of fun. If you want to call in at 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR, and give us a call and flirt with us, you can, and tell us about how you love to date yourself, because it's fun. And I don't mean dating yourself as in the way you wear your clothes, as in like the 80s or something like that. I mean dating yourself as in knowing who you are, knowing how terrific you are, and knowing how amazing you are. So truly loving having that kind of lasting relationship with yourself. So welcome to the show, Marie.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I have to say, your voice is making me blush.
Well, I think I started flirting with you during Pride, and even though I am straight and I'm in a happy, healthy relationship, you're very fun to flirt with, and you're very, very appealing to see in real life.
Ooh, well, thank you very much. I like flirting with you, too.
Well, we've started this relationship on Twitter, actually, which is quite neat, and now it's really cool to have it in fruition in real life.
Yes, and Pride Parade was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was really fun. For those of you who didn't get an opportunity to listen to the podcast, we were broadcasting live from Pride with CITR. We had the float. People were in gold. They were wearing teal. And Marie was in the studio, and we were bantering back and forth, and she kept me sane during all that time. It was pretty exciting because there were so many absolutely really hot, beautiful people there who were so excited, so happy, and so amazing. And we had so many personalities from CITR actually there as well. So it was great where we had Jason from Shake a Tail Feather. We had the boys from Kappa Radio. We also had Duncan from Dunkin' Donuts, and we had so many more people, and we had Mint Records people, and they were singing live on the float, which was pretty cool.
I know. I wish I could have been there, but I got to listen, so.
I know.
That was fun.
But we'll have to have you there sometime. We'll just have to get you with, like one of those really, really big umbrellas, and you could be there and just looking all dainty and all beautiful and just, like, going, hello.
Yes, that's a good idea. I like that idea. A little sun umbrella.
Exactly. Be like, come under my umbrella and come and say hello.
Mm-hmm. Woo. Well, and isn't it, we're talking about sexuality and self-esteem mm-hmm. today, and that's one of the things that I just love so much about Pride is it's not just about being gay and being out. It's about being who you are, whether you're straight, whether you're queer, whether you're transgendered, whatever it is that you are. It's Pride is about being you.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, so key, regardless. And I think it's awesome. And I actually just really quickly wanted to plug it's the 22nd Vancouver Queer Film Festival. So if you missed Van Pride, the parade, you can still check out the festival, which is going to be going on from August the 12th to the 22nd. And if you keep listening, we may be giving tickets away. And you'll just have to listen and find out about it, because there's going to be some absolutely fantastic movies. You can pick up a Pride guide and see all the fantastic movies that are going on. And it's pretty exciting because I think it's really important, if you haven't had an opportunity to explore who you are, to do that. So, Marie, what would you say in terms of someone who wants to start dating themselves? Like what we might want to start with in terms figuring out who they are.
When you say dating yourself, I mean, are we talking about masturbation? Or are we talking about love? Because that's a form of dating yourself.
That is. But I always figure it starts with the getting to know you factor before you have sex.
Okay, yes,
that's
true.
A one-night stand, but it's hard to have a one-night stand with yourself. Unless you're into role-playing, and then perhaps you can play different characters at different parts of your life.
That could be interesting.
That could be.
we could have a whole show about that. yeah, I think getting to know yourself, we were talking before the show mm-hmm. about knowing yourself before you have a relationship. And I know that you've had a lot of people on this show who say the same thing. And the fact is that so many people get into relationships right away. They get into relationships for the wrong reasons. They feel like they're half of something and they need to have someone else fill them up. And the thing is that if you aren't full from within, and I tweet this all the time, it's one of my little sayings on Twitter. If you're not full from within, there's nothing that's going to fill you from the outside, whether that's a partner, whether that's a job, the money, the cars, none of it. The, mm-hmm. the sex, one night stands all the time. I mean, it might be a lot of fun, but you're never going to feel within yourself. You're never going to feel whole and complete. And that's why we have so many addictions, sexual addiction. I think that's where that stems from.
I think so too. And especially with the internet now, I love how you mentioned tweeting. So did you want to give your Twitter name?
Sure. I'm Marie Bernard on Twitter, and you can find my website, spiritualshow.com, because I host Synchronicity on Friday mornings at 9.
And everybody should tune in, and if you haven't checked out the podcast, it's under S when you go to the CITR.ca website, like Sexy and Van City. So we're all right there, all
under
in one
S,
area.
S for sexy and
Synchronicity.
Stupendous.
So I think it's if they tune into your show, there's so many different people in terms of and to so many different ideas and concepts, because there's so many different ways that you can find out who you are, and that's what it starts with.
Yeah, we don't talk about sex as much as I'd like on the show, because to be honest, I'm a little bit leery. I have this this concern on Synchronicity. I talk about myself a lot, but I don't know if I'm going to offend anyone if I'm talking a lot about sex, especially at 9 o'clock in the morning. You never know who's listening. So I want to kind of get a little bit more into the topics of sexuality and sensuality, because I think that they're such a big part of our bodies and our spirits and our souls. And so it is a really, you know, I haven't really been focusing a lot on it. So I'm glad to be here tonight flirting with you and having a sexy time.
Well, I'm glad you're here too. And I want to ask you a weird question. So we've changed the time slot tonight. So you've mentioned that you would like to touch on some of those topics if it was at a different time as opposed to 9 in the morning. So we're off to 10 at night. So you can even say fuck on air if you'd like to.
Oh my goodness. It's so risque.
It can be risque depending how you choose to use it. But what would you like to talk about if you were able to switch the time slot? And
well, I don't know if it's so much the time slot. I think it's maybe the position I've put myself in.
Okay.
I kind of have this concern that people might perceive me in a certain way, because I definitely am a nice, sweet girl. Most people might not even think of me as a sexual person, but you know, we're all sexual.
We are. I think of it as life force, almost like prana in terms of yoga, where it is your life force, where it's going through you. And I think in terms of sexuality and sensuality, I really think it's a part of all of us. You can't not have that. And even if when people paint us in, sometimes in boxes, where it's like we're nice, we're sweet, we're smart, but we can be all those things. I like to think of humans almost as diamonds, where not blood diamonds, diamonds.
Canadian diamonds.
Yes, thank you. Where we've got different faucets of us, and each one is a little bit different, where we can be nice, we can be smart, we can be charming, we can be sexy, we can be sensuous. Sometimes when we want to, we can be flirty, and we can have a lot of fun. So I am opening up tonight, so that way.
Opening me up here on the radio. And yeah, I'd love to talk about Tantra on the show, because I think that I can totally relate that to spirituality, because Tantra is a spiritual practice, and it's not just about their sexual practices. I know that's generally what people, when people think of Tantra, they think of tantric sex. But it's deeper than that.
It really is. Do you want to tell people a little bit about that?
Well, I haven't done a lot of research on Tantra yet.
Okay.
So I think you've had people on the show to talk about Tantra.
We've had a few people on the show about it. And one of the things I did want to mention is just a lot of the sex coaches we've had on, the PhDs, etc., in terms of sex educators, I usually recommend a breath practice, whether it's somebody like Dr. Ian Kerner from the Sex Detox. He also wrote She Comes First. Betty Dobson mentions it in her work. Even last week when we had Sherry Winston from the Anatomy of Woman's Arousal on, every one of them. And we've had more people on. Tanya Diamond, who's one of my favorites. I think you'd like her a lot. She calls herself the Tantra Teacher. And it's all focused where it starts with the breath practice. Tanya's workshops are really fascinating, where we had her on the show a couple times. And the way it was marketed, where it was like you can have multiple orgasms, etc., And it's really exciting, and people come because they want that, but it always starts with you need to be present, you need to be in your own body, because if you're not present, how are you going to actually feel anything? So it starts with actually being there, the nice deep inhalations, and really just centering your body, and really start focusing, depending on which exercise. In Sherry Winston's book, last week I got a chance to read the entire thing, and got to practice some of the exercises. She's actually got quite a few she's got one exercise where you call it the elevator, where you imagine as you're taking a nice deep inhale and just imagine just stopping on each floor as you slowly imagine just clenching right up through inside, which wow. I'm doing it right now. Woo. As we speak. I have a little bit of problems doing that coming down, but it's supposed to help intensify. So as you're doing that with and incorporating those types of work with your breath practice, so it's still for yourself, and what it's doing is actually pushing a lot of the prana, the life force, or if kundalini, like in terms of pushing it up your chakra system, so it opens it and gets the energy flowing. Because sometimes there's energy centers that tend to be blocked and we just need to push through. And so as we do that work on our own in terms of Tantra A, it makes us more alive, we're more present. So hence, I think just in general, I think it just attracts more things. It helps us, because we are so present in our body, we're able to actually focus on all the things that we want and really be able to figure out what a criteria list is, both in who we're dating, who we want to be, who we already are, and be able to actually have an honest check-in with ourselves. And then from there, once you have a partner, then you can actually practice, especially if they've got a breath practice as well. It can be really exciting when you can match your breath patterns, doing the eye gazing, which makes it just helps create intimacy in such a huge way. And it makes relationships absolutely amazing. And I can honestly say, because I'm lucky that my partner and I do a lot of that work, and I've never had intimacy as great as this before. It's been quite lovely to actually be able to take it off the page and actually put it into practice.
That's what I think that a lot of people don't understand. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they haven't experienced it. Even guys, they like, you know how guys like novelty, we all know mm-hmm. that, right? And novelty is great, but there's nothing compares to sex with someone who you are totally and completely connected with. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's incredibly mind-blowing. I mean, you just can't beat it.
No, I don't think you can at all. It's one of the best things in the world. With somebody that you're emotionally, spiritually connected with, it's beautiful. But again, it goes back to full circle, where it starts with doing that stuff for yourself first and really knowing who you are, who you want, all that stuff. And then from there, it comes down to the law of attraction. I really think it does, like where you need to know what you want in your life, because how are you supposed to attract it if you don't know what you want? And I'll give you an example for certain things, which I know I'm going to open this up to you because I know you know more about this than me. But things like, for example, instead of saying, don't focus on what you don't want. So saying things like, I don't want a smoker. I don't want somebody who's a drug user. I don't want somebody who's this, that, or whatever it is. Or maybe a carnivore if you're a vegetarian, those types of things. Because if you're focusing on the negative, even though you're still thinking those words, and sometimes with the law of attraction, it still just seems to bring it towards you as opposed to away from you. But just kind of opening things up and trying to think things in positive thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. I think if those factors, smoking is definitely a big deal breaker for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And you can turn that around and say, you know, I'm looking for someone who is experiencing vibrant health, who is mm-hmm. continually improving him or herself. Because none of us are perfect. Even the most healthy person, the person who's totally vegan and raw and doesn't smoke and never drinks, there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you're looking for a partner, it's a good thing to look for someone who's open and always trying to improve. Not that they can't be happy with who they are at mm-hmm. this moment, because we all need to be able to do that as well. But to focus on someone who values health.
And I think that's really, really, really key. And I want to go back to one of the points that you were mentioning earlier as well, if that's okay, where you'd mentioned that there's nothing like just being that connected to somebody on that level. And one of the things I wanted to mention with that was a couple weeks ago I had a guest on, and we were talking about relationship sabotage. And one of the points she brought up was just we do live in such a fast-paced world that in some ways we've almost forgotten how to have long-term relationships. And by having a breath practice, by being able to really focus on being ourselves, it just opens us up where hopefully we can develop that with another human being. And one of the points that she mentioned, which I thought was great, was she mentioned that her husband, who she's been with since she was 12 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's in her 70s now, and she's been a clinical counselor for
And they him. Still have wicked sex?
Still have wicked sex. She
nice.
Said her husband's been about 12 different men through that whole time.
Wow.
And that's one of the key things that we need to remember, too, because we do continue to evolve, and we do want to have people in our lives that want to evolve and continue to grow. But it's almost like, I like to think of it's almost like tree branches where, or I guess two plants where we go through life side by side, but we're still two separate entities. And as you said, not looking for that other half to complete you, but actually being those two that go through life, or you can go through life side by side, but where you're not losing yourself into the other person.
Yeah, that's so important, not losing yourself. And I like what you said about growing together. Mm-hmm. So you're not... you don't have to do every single thing together. You don't have to be moving at the exact same space. But of course, if a relationship is going to last, so many times when relationships end, it's either because the relationship is self-destructive, probably both parties are feeling incomplete and wanting the other person to make them feel whole, or people do grow apart. Maybe one person gets on a path of spirituality or self-improvement or ambition or whatever their path may be, and the other partner maybe doesn't, or they go in a different direction.
That's so true, Marie, especially if you think in terms of addiction. For example, that's one of the reasons why they recommend if somebody goes to AA, a lot of times they recommend if possible for them not to date for at least the
first year. Yeah.
And with that, if they are married and they are in a relationship, to encourage their family, their friends to go to Anod, just to get that other support in terms of, because otherwise it almost, because they've been helping enable that person to continue their addiction. So learning how to break that, because if you think about it in terms of addiction, I almost think of it as it's almost just when things stress out, things trigger, whatever the trigger points are. That was something that person found work for them. So whether it's overeating, whether or not it's alcohol, whether or not it's smoking, anything like that, drugs, it's...
Porn.
Internet porn's huge.
Such a major addiction.
It really is. It really, really is. Actually, that was one of the things we were chatting about last week on the show, too, in regards to that, was just there's a lot of women who... because of porn, there's almost just a one body type. It's kind of interesting. We think of fashion where it's just like there's only certain types of bodies and things like that. But in terms of our female genitalia, it's quite scary where women are actually getting a lot of labiaplasty because of the fact that they think that they should look a certain way because of that. A few years ago, we did a show on hair down there, and it was quite interesting where it was one of the nurses who came on the show was actually saying that women, because from porn, because a lot of times they were getting infections from just trying to shave, trying to exfoliate, etc., and just trying to keep it really super smooth, because that's what they were seeing on the internet all the time.
Well, that's interesting because I know that there is the mainstream porn where the girls look like they're on the cover of Playboy magazine and they're all waxed to like they're 12 years old. It's nasty, I think, but that's just my opinion. But then there's also, there's all different types on the internet. I would think that there's so many different...
Like the fetishes and things like
that. Yeah, I mean, there are... I mean, I'm sure if you looked up hairy porn, there'd be, like, a lot of stuff that came up. Or whatever kind, big... labias or whatever. You know, I mean, there's so much out there. I'm actually surprised that that's happening.
Yeah, it tends to be more westernized, definitely. Like, for example, with the hair, that was from BC Women's Hospital, so I think it might be a bit more localized in terms of Vancouver. In regards to for the labiaplasty, though, across the states as well as in the West Coast as well, the Wet Coast.
The Wet Coast. Yeah. Yeah, you got some lube in the mail today, didn't you?
I did, actually. It was quite lovely. I love when we get things to try and test on the show, so, which is quite exciting on that note. So.
Lots of fun. I get lots of books and things that are really stimulating intellectually and spiritually, but I don't get the fun things like lube in the mail.
Well, on that note, everybody who's listening out there, you need to send her some as well for her show.
Yes.
Because it's very, very important.
Yes, definitely. I think lubrication, I used to hand out condoms with the Vancouver Health Board years ago and it was the Condomania campaign back then. Oh,
I think they've changed it now.
And we used to go to raves and stuff, and we would pass out these little packages with a condom and lube. And that's where I first learned about lube, back like a gajillion years ago. Yeah. And it's really, I mean, lube is so important.
It's really important to be lubricated, definitely, which on that note, I'm actually going to encourage anybody who is having sex with a female partner, please, please, please wait till she's fully, fully aroused before. And ladies, don't be afraid to just say no. It's all about the tease and really drag it out. Maybe not every time, because there's times where you want to, but you owe it to yourself in terms of letting yourself get to full arousal state, which takes a lot longer for us to actually become fully aroused, give or take. And lovers of ladies out there, you can do this during the daytime too, whether or not it's sending, you know, your partner a sexy text, giving them a call maybe, and just telling them you can't wait for them to come home because you want to do all A, B, and C to them, whatever that may be. I'll let you fill in the blank.
That's foreplay, right?
Exactly.
For women, it is.
It really is. I think somebody once said that one of the biggest erogenous zones for women is in between the ears. Which I think there's a lot of truth to that, because if it's not here intellectually, and it usually starts for that for us, it just makes it so much richer than just genital stimulation.
And what you were saying about breath work and about presence too, I've noticed in my own experience, if I've got a lot on my mind and I can't, sometimes you just can't turn the thoughts off.
Mm-hmm.
And having an orgasm, you could be with the best lover. But if you've got, you know, school or work or whatever on your mind, it's going to be hard to have an orgasm, which is frustrating.
It can be really frustrating. And apparently there's about 40% of women who cannot have orgasms. So only 60% can. And of that, there's quite a huge percentage. And I cannot remember the exact percentage off the top of my head. That cannot from sex. And there's 10% of women who just cannot, just based on the way they're shaped. So,
now, are you talking about just through straight intercourse?
No, from all different types. So it can be taught, but it does take a while. And through having a breath practice is one of the number one ways to start. And also just getting familiar, because it was interesting. There's a book called Petals that Nick Karras did. He actually started taking pictures of women's vulvas. Originally, for a lover that he had, he took pictures. And with that, it was to show her how beautiful he found her. And at first she was just totally grossed out. And then he finally figured out, by doing it in black and white, it didn't freak her out so much. And she was able to see how beautiful she was. So she showed it to a girlfriend of hers, who then asked Nick to take her photos, which he agreed and did hers. She brought it to one of his women's groups, which turned out it was for women who dealt with sexual violence. And then quite a few of the group members asked him to take their pictures. And from there, they found it very healing, just being able to see themselves not as objects, but just that they're really, really beautiful. And what was lovely was he eventually put together a book where it's 48 pages of different vulvas, even though he took over 100. 100 different women. And what I thought was wild, because I did a documentary last year that was in the Vancouver International Film Fest, and it was wild because every one of them, all I can say, Maria, is I can understand why it can be difficult for lovers of females not to know what to do, because each one of them was very beautiful, but they were so different to look at. And it was like, wow, how, you know, I wouldn't even know where to look. So, and it was just pretty wild, actually.
And that's why I think sex, when as you get to know someone spiritually and emotionally and physically, the longer you're together, as long as you're staying in tune with each other, the better and better your sex is going to get. And the more you're going to learn not only about your partner, but also about yourself and what pleases you. Because it's, we can masturbate till the cows come home, and it's great to do that, and it's great to know what you like. But there are things that you can only experience when someone else is providing that for you. Mm. And so, yeah, it's just... Ooh.
I love solo sex too, though, but I agree with you, it's different with somebody else, and I think it's important to be able to do both. But I agree, you do need to be able to experience that. And that being said, I think it's very important why it's important to be honest with your partner and to take a look at things, whether it be pornography. And as Sherry Winston said last week, pornography is not education, it's entertainment, which I really liked that. And I thought that was a very valid point, where it does have its time. It's got its time and it's got its place. I grew up in the 80s, so 9.5 weeks and just watching that or something like that with your lover, and just spending time where it's like, honey, I really would like to try, and just really talking about it and seeing, you know, where your limitations are, where things feel good, where you'd like to push the boundaries, where this is what feels really good to me and I'd like to try this, and trying to be honest but keeping it in a really safe, constructive way so that it creates a safe space for both of you.
And there's always the Kama Sutra. That gets into some crazy positions that you've got to be really, really buffed to be able to do. It's, exciting.
You can burn a lot of calories that way too.
Definitely. I actually, yesterday I was walking at the park, and there were these people, it wasn't sexual at all, but they were doing this kind of group yoga thing where they were holding each, one person was holding the other person up, and she was doing like kind of flips and movements in the air, and you could totally do some Kama Sutra moves with that. So yoga is also really good.
Yoga's great. And in regards to, you're talking about the acrobatic partner yoga, actually Manu Rain actually teaches that. And I'm hoping to have him on the show, actually.
That could be sexy.
It is very sexy. Actually, he and his partner, they actually teach, they've been teaching together. They were the first ones certified for partner yoga in Vancouver, and which was really exciting, because a few years ago, they every once in a while, somebody would fly up. This is probably going back about 5 years now, and they've been teaching for the last 3 years, and you should teach at Kitts Beach. You should Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday nights. It was just super fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do they do it naked in their own home?
I haven't asked them yet because I haven't had them on the show. So.
Okay. Well, maybe when they're on the show, you can ask them. I don't know if that's too private a question, but this is a sex show.
It's a sex show. I usually check in with them before the show and see what's comfy to ask and what's not. Yeah. So in terms of your show, how long have you been doing your show on CITR?
It's been just over 2 years.
Cool. And what made you decide in terms of the topic?
I actually thought about having a sex show, but I knew that there was already this sex show. Oh. And I'm interested in a lot of different topics. Sex is one of them, and spirituality is another. And when I was in broadcasting school, I actually envisioned myself doing a show similar to Coast to Coast AM. Have you ever heard that show? It's like, it used to be the Art Bell show. They talk about spirituality. They talk about metaphysics, UFOs, conspiracy theories. It's a really cool show. And I wanted to do something similar to that, but from a female perspective, and obviously not to copy them. So then that's where the spirituality show came from, and I've been having a really good time doing it. Yeah.
Well, how has it evolved from when your original concept? How has it changed as you've made it your own and just like explored the female perspective in that regard?
Well, when I first started, I was, in order to get the show here on CITR, I had to have some kind of game plan. And I was just starting out, so I didn't really know how to get people on the show or anything like that. So I just started, I said, look, I want to play recordings from people that I like, spiritual mm-hmm. people like Deepak Chopra, or I've played some Abraham Hicks, they talk about the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And so I would play some of their CD and then I would discuss it a little bit, and then I'd play a little bit more, and we'd just kind of have the discussion mm-hmm. in that way. And then I did that a few times, and then I got a little bit more comfortable, and I started asking people to be on the show. And then once you're out there, as you know, I mean, now people are asking you, can mm-hmm. I be on your show? And so it just kind of evolved from there. And as far as the female perspective, I mean, I don't go into it thinking female perspective, but I'm female. Mm-hmm. So it's always coming from my perspective. And I try to ask questions that I think that listeners would, if I was listening to the show, that I would want to know. So
what are some of your favorite things that you've learned just from all the different people that you've had on? Because I know I've learned a lot too. So what are some of the things that you've learned?
Wow. That's, there's so much. My mind is like boggled with all the information that comes at me. Well, the interview, I did an interview with Eckhart Tolle actually on another show. And that was really interesting. And I think some of the things that I've learned throughout the show are more personally about me, like just like I was saying earlier, how I'm kind of nervous to really talk too much about sex on the show and things like that. And I don't know about you, but I can be critical of myself. I mean, everyone does it, right?
I think we all do. We have that inner critic where sometimes it's a matter of checking in with them where it's like, okay, I'm freaking out right now. Okay, that's just critic. I find if you actually tell it that, okay, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, as long as you actually really do check in with it, you can actually turn it off for a little bit.
Exactly. And I've really, that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. I still have the inner critic. We all do. Mm-hmm. But I've learned not to give it so much
power.
Yeah. Because a lot of times I'll say something about myself on the air and I'll afterwards later on in the day, I'll be like, oh, I wonder if I should have said that. Maybe that was too revealing about myself. So I think I'm learning to be not care so much. Mm-hmm. And that's really the most valuable thing that you can have. I mean, to be comfortable in yourself and not give a fuck, I'm going to say it on the air, what other people think. Mm-hmm. It's so freeing. It's so empowering. And so I think personally, that's one of the biggest things that I've gained from the show. And it's a process. Mm-hmm. It's a growth process. I'm still learning and developing. A lot also, there's just, I mean, it's been so fun. I just love speaking with the people, and presence I think is really important. And that's probably one of the biggest things also, is to be present and to really appreciate and love yourself, and mm-hmm. and to learn also that, you know, so many, I speak with gurus and teachers all the time, and we tend to put these people up on a pedestal, but they're human. Just like, yeah, they are human. They're just like you. They're just like me. They're all dealing with their own struggles. They might be at a different place mm-hmm. in their life than you are. Maybe they're doing a little bit better. Maybe they're not doing as well as you. But just because they are in the public eye, just because they've had a book series and they've been on TV or whatever, it doesn't mean that they don't still have shit that they're working out.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I've learned. So I've talked enough now.
No, I think it's really important. And that's something that we can use in terms of our relationships as well, which is really key when you bring that back to real life. And that's one thing, no matter where somebody is in life, everybody's got shit going on. So whether or not it's somebody that you want to date, whether or not it's somebody you're involved in a relationship with, we all have our stuff.
And you don't know what another person is really experiencing. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to mind read all the time. We think we know what people are thinking.
And especially as women, we do it a lot because we get 97% of our information from what we see and mm-hmm. 3% from what we hear. So a lot of it is because we can read body language, we can read levels, and sometimes we pick it up before somebody picks it up themselves. And then they get mad at us because people don't always want to hear the truth.
That's true. I mean, you may be picking up on what other people are thinking and feeling, but you never really know. Yeah. I mean, it's important to use your intuition for mm-hmm. sure. Definitely always, especially women, but men as well, too. You know, we all have strong intuition, and when you are present within yourself, you're able to see that more, mm-hmm. especially if there's like, for example, if a partner is cheating on you or something. And so many times women will be like, well, I had no idea. But if you look back, there were signs, mm-hmm. but maybe you were, for whatever reason, ignoring them, pretending that they weren't there, because you didn't want to admit that to yourself. So I think intuition is super duper important, but just because we're having intuition about something, just because we think we know what someone is thinking or feeling, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are 100% correct. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's fair to, because a lot of times we'll pick up on something and we think it's intuition, and really what we're doing is projecting mm-hmm. onto someone else. We're projecting what we want them to be thinking or what we're hoping that we're thinking, you know, and that's, yeah.
And I think we do that a lot, and especially in the dating world, I think we really do that, because it's just one of the big ones is in terms of breakups, where we're not always as honest as we can be. I know for myself, it took me a long time to learn that lesson, where I finally realized that I was actually being more cruel to somebody, because I used to be the girl who would stay in something until somebody would break up with me, because I didn't want to be mean to them. And I finally clued in that I was actually being really cruel, because I was wasting their time when they could actually find somebody who really truly loved them and valued them for who they were, and B, I was not being fair to myself. But it took me actually realizing it from their perspective before I could actually let that go. It was hard.
Yeah. I know, we as women, a lot of times we want to be nice. Mm. And it's not always the kindest thing mm-hmm. to be nice. Sometimes you just have to put your foot down and you have to be honest. That's the main thing, is honesty, I think.
Honesty is huge. Honesty and authenticity, I think, is really, really, really key. And it's interesting because sometimes I hear dating coaches talking about how women don't really want to date nice guys. And I think authentic is probably the really key thing. Authentic and honest about what they want. Maybe not all the time, like, hey, baby, I want blah, blah, blah. But to be honest, sometimes I'd rather hear that from somebody than them lying to me and just telling me whatever they want to, you know, want me to want, just to get what they want out of me. So,
but when we're talking, and we were talking about the law of attraction a minute mm-hmm. ago, and so I think that there are women out there who don't want a nice guy. They think they want a nice guy, but really they don't feel that they deserve a genuine, authentic, kind, dare I say, chivalrous man. They have this fantasy in their mind of mm-hmm. of that nice guy, but they don't, for some reason, feel like they deserve it. So they chase the bad boy who's going to dump them in 2 weeks.
And that's really, really true. In terms of not getting what you want sometimes and then asking. So sometimes it's deeper work that needs to be done before and actually really taking a look. So whether or not it's getting a coach or having sessions with perhaps a cognitive therapist and actually really looking at the thought process and seeing if that's possible to change, where you do deserve it. You deserve to have somebody decent take care of you if that's what you want, and really being specific as to what you ask the universe, because there is a lot of truth to the ask and you shall receive.
Definitely. And where was I going with this thought? Mm-hmm. I want to say to nice guys out there that there are women out there who do appreciate nice guys. And I don't mean guys who are going to just let women walk all over them. Because there's a difference between being nice and being a pussy.
Yes. And do you want to elaborate about what the difference is between being nice and being a pussy?
Well, I think what you said about being honest, I mean, nice guy I'm using quotation, air quotation marks, nice guys, a lot of times they can be the most dishonest. Because, like, when you didn't want to end your relationships because you didn't want to hurt them, they're afraid of confrontation. Yes. So they'll be passive aggressive, or they'll do things. And those are, that's not nice.
No, it's cruel.
It is. But it seems nice because it's passive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not nice.
No, it's not. Or the silent stalkers, the ones that are, they're your best friend, basically, where they hang out with you. But basically, they just want to sleep with you and they're just waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones too. And sometimes as women, because I have to say, I do know women who, and I've been guilty of this myself, where I have had those silent stalkers where I have been selfish and have wanted them in my life, but I don't want to date them. So I've been I've just pretended I don't see what's really, really obvious, which is the fact that they really care a lot and would like to take it to the next level. So those nice guys too, where they and they're afraid to take it to the next level because I think they sense on some level they don't really deserve the relationship, or they know that they're not going to get it, so they're afraid to take that next step. Which I think sometimes that maybe something that feels like a failure may not be such a bad thing after all, because it's just, if you just jump, that's how you find out if something's going to happen or not.
And it's a two-way street, because I've definitely had those friend guys that are hanging on your every word, and you know in a second they would be there for you. And I have to, you know, it feels good to know that you've got a little puppy dog waiting there for you.
The person who's going to marry you at the age of 40 if you're still single.
Exactly. And actually, I've let all those guys go, so I miss having that. But... you know, I mean, it's an ego boost to have something like that. And it's not really kind. But at the same time, you need to be responsible for yourself, and he needs to be responsible for himself as well. I mean, you can't just totally take it all upon yourself. As long as you're honest with him, if he still wants to hang around, that's his choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you have to use your own judgment and be authentic within yourself to decide what is the best action to take for yourself. But you can't just, I mean, don't feel guilty about it if you're in a situation like that, because he knows, consciously or subconsciously, he knows what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to take responsibility for his actions too.
Because if he doesn't, there's only so much we can do, as you said. And I think you're right about that. So... it's key.
Should we take a break?
I think we're going to take a really quick short break, because I've been terrible at not actually doing breaks all this whole show. So you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back. And this is the commercial that is quiet for the first 45 seconds. So I'm going to really, really quickly plug and encourage people, if they want, they can give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, if you have some experiences of being a nice person and how that's gotten your way in terms of dating. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR, and I think this commercial is just about to hopefully start. Here we go.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
See
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 22nd Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions and parties. Be sure to check out CITR's sponsored screening of Riot Act, Flaunting Gender Deviance in Music Performance, on Tuesday, August 17th at 9:30 at Cinemark Tinseltown. Don't miss the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca or queerfilmfestival.ca.
What are we talking about?
Hi, if you're just joining us right now, you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR, and it's kind of exciting because we've got I've got three female programmers, including myself here, which is very exciting. We've got Mary Bernard, and I've also got Val, who was just on the show beforehand, and we've been chatting a lot, and right before the break, we were chatting in regards to being nice and nice guys. And Val, wife, we decided to grab her and just any experiences. We've talked about silent stalkers, the male friends who sometimes stalk you, and they're being super duper nice. And we just had a little bit of banter in regards to that. Have you had an experience about nice guys and what it is about nice guys that you'd like to change?
Oh, I think the whole bad boy thing is overrated. There's nothing wrong with nice guys per se. But I'm afraid I missed your conversation about nice guys and stalkers. That's a little
worried. There's a difference between there are nice guys who are genuinely nice kind of people, and there are nice guys who are just kind of douchey.
Yes.
Oh, I see. They're not really nice.
They're not really
God,
nice.
Yeah. Oh, what, how to change those?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Good swift kick in the balls, maybe.
Yeah, give them a smack. Smack him in the
That's
face.
That's the fake nice guys. The real nice guys, we need more. They give nice guys a bad, bad name.
Exactly, because women do like nice guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Authentic nice guys.
Yes.
So, ladies, what would we say are authentic nice guys? What represents authentic when it comes to dating?
Respectful. Compassionate. Doesn't just think of himself all the time, you know. Good stuff like that.
But also,
or even someone like Mr. Hans von Kloss.
Hans von Kloss.
Maybe you should use the word good rather than nice. Nice for some reason has a bad rap.
It does. I think it's because nice, it sounds like a bland cliche.
Yes.
It's very Canadian.
Canadians are so nice.
Ooh, rare. He's saying it's a very
what
Canadian
about
thing.
Authentic.
Authentic. Yeah. Authentic
women like authentic men who really love women. And really loving women is not wanting to bang as many women as you can. It's loving who we are inside. It's loving our bodies. It's loving our minds, our souls, and truly respecting us.
Nice.
Treating a woman as well as you would treat your mother. Obviously not exactly in the same way, but you know
hopefully
what I mean?
Not.
Like, respectfully.
Hopefully if you're treating your mother well, which I guess we assume that everybody does, but that's not always the case.
I'd be concerned if they wanted to sleep with their mother, though.
Oh.
That brings up a whole other can
Freud.
Of baggage.
But no, if you see a guy, the way a guy treats his mother is a really good indicator of how he's going to treat you.
Yes.
As long as he doesn't turn out to be a mama's boy, I think you may have a point there.
But the mama's boys are, a lot of the time, they are those nice guys who aren't really nice. They're doing it out of obligation because they don't have balls. They can't think for themselves, so they have to be mama's boys. Those are the kind of guys who are going to be passive aggressive with you and act in that cliched nice way, not authentically.
So in other words, our nice guys out there are guys who are doing things because they think that's what we want. They've read a manual where it's like, okay, this is how to pick up a girl. This is what I need to do. And I think it's why it's really important when you get people like Ronald Lee, for example, from Man Meets Women, or somebody like Zach from Social Fluency, where they actually to become their authentic selves, where they actually do breath practice as well, and just trying to get in their body so they really know who they are. So instead of doing things out of obligation because they think that's what they're supposed to do and this is what their role as a male is when they're trying to date girls, that they actually can just be themselves, whatever that may be in this day and age.
Definitely. You said it so well. I couldn't have said it better myself. God, you're sexy.
Thank you.
And on that note.
Yes, on that note, we're going to wrap up the show. So you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And I've had some lovely, lovely ladies on the show. Up next is a very sexy man. We've got Hans von Claus, who is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He's going to be guiding you into the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice.
Ooh, and good to have sex too.
Very good to have sex too. And you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, and I've had Marie Bernard on, who is on at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, so you better check in. And
check it out, or I'll come and spank you.
Oh, they might like that a lot. We had Val at the very last bit from Folk Oasis, who's on Wednesday night. So if you tune in before you listen to me, you can listen to some Val. And now we've got Hans von Claus.
Ooh, sexy. Goodbye.
Very sexy. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. So stay tuned and don't forget to check the website in terms of tickets giveaway for the Queer Film Festival, and feel free to check it out and celebrate Pride. Be proud of who you are. Be proud, be glad, be happy and sad. Happy Pride and keep going. Bye-bye, everyone.
Going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
Alles muss zurück mit Haut und Haar zurück mit Haut und Haar zurück in die tobende Ordnung. Nur zur Erinnerung, nur zur Erinnerung.